Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Welcome back.
It's Monday.
It's Monday.
We're back at it Monday morning.
What a day this is. Special day.
It's National Candy Day.
Yeah. Yeah, I got a sweet tooth.
I got a sweet tooth.
This show is perfect.
Why is that?
Why is that?
Because it's so sweet.
This show will rot your teeth, you know.
Not to mention.
Your mind.
Happy National Candy Day.
All right, Dimwit. On with the show.
It's showtime.
Yeah, there's a day for every day.
Yeah, really today? Because not like a few days ago for Halloween?
National Candy Day.
Everything's dumb today.
It's all dumb.
I'm cranky. I'm crabby. I hate this flipping time change. I hate it. Hate it.
You did remember to fall back, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, pretty much everything does it on its own. And then I was awake, so we just sat there and watched our phone. It's like, look at 1 o'clock. Wow, that's so cool. Do it again. Well, I can't do it again.
We still have another hour.
Yeah, I know. Yay, good. Another hour of hell. I hate it.
I'm serious. We have to find out how to get Governor Sisolak on the show.
Okay.
He's a new governor, and
I know.
I think this could get him reelected.
Yeah, I think so, too.
If he would just say, listen, I'm going to make an official decree. We're not voting on it or any of that other crap.
I know.
We're just going to do it.
We just all, because now we're on standard time.
Mm-hmm.
And daylight saving is the other way where you get the later, you know, light. It doesn't matter whether we come in when it's dark no matter what, you know. So it's all about us, I think, in the morning. So if it's dark, it's dark.
Hello.
Yes. But,
know that? So.
Yesterday, I felt like, and I don't panic, but I felt like so confined. It's like 4:45, and all of a sudden, it's like, where'd the sun go?
And Jody, actually, at about 7 o'clock, ready for bed?
Yeah, that too.
No.
I know.
It's only 7 o'clock.
Same
Not
here.
Really.
It felt like midnight.
Yeah. Well,
whatever.
Let's try and make it through and see what happens.
We're here.
Sunshine today. It was beautiful weather-wise.
Yes.
Same for today and tomorrow. High in the mid to upper 70s. 48 this morning. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yes, as they say, we're on this side of the dirt, mm-hmm. right? What Matthew McConaughey has done for those fighting the fires in California.
All right, we'll talk more about that, plus some other stories after Human League and Don't You Want Me.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Matthew McConaughey teamed up with Wild Turkey to prepare and deliver 800 meals to first responders fighting those fires in California. He said being able to provide meals to the men and women who are putting themselves on the line is an absolute honor.
Mm-hmm.
He's always doing stuff like that. I don't think he was high because I saw the interview, so which was nice.
I think he would be
more food.
When we talk about like a man crush or a girl crush,
uh-huh.
I think he would be right behind Matt Damon.
Yeah.
And the only reason he's not tied with Matt Damon for me, is there's times where Matthew McConaughey looks really cool.
Yes.
And then he almost looks sickly.
Yeah, sickly. And he almost looks like he smells sometimes, too. It's like, oh, honey, you need a shower.
Don't know him. Never met him.
We've never
talked to him.
I do like him. I do.
But I think he seems like a good guy.
He does. Matt Damon, I keep seeing the trailers for, Ford and Ferrari? Ford versus Ferrari, I think it is. Yeah, it looks great. Looks really
like
good.
That.
Yeah. Matthew McConaughey looks like, Matt Damon looks, he looks like a man now. He looks like a man. He used to look like a really young guy. He looks like a man now.
Right.
All grown up. Oh, Morty, Jason Momoa is in some hot water. He fed a bear a cookie from his mouth. He was preparing for a scene with a bear on his new show, and PETA's all upset about it.
He used
a real bear? Why did he use the real bear for this? It's a captive animal. He could have done CGI. Well, that wasn't the point, but okay, whatever. Poor Jason. He's like
I was thinking, oh, you don't feed a cookie to a bear?
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
They can't eat peanut butter.
They
can't eat oatmeal. We don't know what they...
Well,
yeah, no, it wasn't that. No.
That's too bad.
So PETA must have been really happy with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, please. In that, what, the movie? I know, what was
Revenant
that called? The Revenant, yes. Ooh.
Yeah, that had to be CGI.
That movie scared me so much. Oh, that movie freaks
me out. How can you be mad at Jason Momoa?
I can't. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Exactly. That's like being mad at The Rock. You can't be mad at Dwayne Johnson.
All right, PETA, settle
down. Stupid. It's just dumb. And, boy, following in the footsteps of Celine, Lady Gaga, Shania Twain, we have a new residency coming to Vegas. Go ahead, Mike.
I have a major announcement to make today. I've scored my very own residency in Las Vegas.
She said, not only am I going to get to perform, I'm going to get to play all the Wheel of Fortune slots. She loves them, which is partly my reason for doing it.
So oh, good for her.
Oh, that'll be a good residency. She wanted to do like this medley of her songs, and my God, she's had so many, so many hits. So that will be a good show.
And I'm sure we'll have tickets to give away.
Yeah.
When the time comes right.
Absolutely.
Make sure you're listening for that. By the way, talking about giving away, how about some Wham?
Yeah.
Walking around money. Your first chance to win 8 o'clock. $100. Spend it on yourself. Do something nice for yourself.
Oh, why not?
With $100. And then, of course, when you win, you qualify automatically for the grand prize of $5,000, courtesy of our good friends over at Dollar Loan Center. So, Wham! Walking around money. Your first chance to win 8 o'clock, 59457. That's the number you texted to. All the details about Wham on our website, 96.3kklz.com. Boy, oh boy, how long did people have to wait for this? The Popeyes fried chicken sandwich is out. Came out yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Lines were miles long.
Yeah.
And everywhere. Now, I didn't know this. Morty, you said that this sandwich is back for good.
Yeah, they've added it to the menu.
Yeah.
It's not like you wouldn't be able to get it.
Yeah, it's not.
Today or tomorrow or the next day.
No, no. And God knows there are no chicken sandwiches anywhere.
It's
ever.
A chicken. What makes this chicken sandwich so.
I don't know.
Where people are waiting in line.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, Popeyes is good. I'll give you that. It's good chicken.
Have you had it?
But no, I haven't had the chicken sandwich. Their chicken I like, though. Their chicken's awesome.
What about you, Morty?
Yes, I've had it.
Did you have the sandwich?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
It's good.
Yeah.
But
okay. It's
not wait in line that long.
Yeah,
good.
I don't know. There's not much food that I'll wait in line for.
What's the longest you've ever waited in line for anything?
For food or for
anything?
We've talked about that with concerts and stuff. And I'm not a big line waiter. I mean, I mean, your standard restaurant wait, things like that.
Okay.
I mean, years ago, I waited in line for concerts, you know, when you had to.
Yeah.
You know.
Like in
the
Smiths or something,
yes,
at Ticketmaster?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, that's
what about
exactly
you, Morty?
Like 3 hours.
For what?
The Oyster Bar down at Palace Station. Okay. I mean, there's Oyster bars all over, but this one is like, it's golden.
3 hours?
Yeah, is this one so much better than everywhere else?
They make this pan roast.
Uh-huh.
And it's in those old school steamer pots.
Right.
And they cook it in front of it. It's so
You've
good.
You've been to other Oyster bars, right?
Yeah.
You've seen the pots they use. Yeah, those old, they're almost like a cast iron.
How they make theirs is just amazing.
It's worth the 3 hour wait?
Oh, yeah. And the bar only sits like maybe 15 or 20 people max.
Most Oyster bars are small.
Yeah.
They're tiny.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So,
yeah.
And they won't change it. They leave it as is.
Yeah.
3 hours.
Yeah, there's one at Suncoast. There's one at Sunset Station that I really like, too. And they're all small. They're always very small.
Anybody else? What's the longest you've ever waited in line? And maybe we should focus on food.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about the chicken
item.
Sandwich.
Yeah, I know.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They crack me up. It keeps me up to date.
Great music. All the other stations in the morning are pretty lame.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, so Popeyes came out with their chicken sandwich again on a Sunday.
Yeah.
When, what's the other place that had the chicken sandwich?
Chick-fil-A
is closed on Sunday,
exactly.
So they thought.
Good marketing. Very good
marketing. Good marketing.
Yeah.
And reportedly lines, miles and miles of people standing in line for something that they could get today or tomorrow or forever.
Oh, man,
So we wanted to know, What's the longest you've ever waited in line for food?
We're going. Here we go. Laura said, waited 30 minutes to try Harry Potter's butter beer at Universal. Don't think I'd wait longer than that, though, for any food or drink. Half hour, that okay.
Not bad.
But she said the butter beer, delicious and well worth the wait. I've never had that butter beer, and I hear it's really good. April said, I know you're kind of talking about food items. However, I stood in line with my aunt for 2.5 hours. For a TV on Black Friday. Got to the register to pay for it, and her credit card was declined.
Oh no. Anybody want to pay it forward?
No. Yeah, I know it.
Anybody.
Oh, that sucks. And Russ said, waited for an hour at the Greek festival for a gyro. Of course, they're the great food over there. I said, how was it? They ran out. I never got it.
How do you run out of a gyro?
I know.
At a Greek fest. It's, I mean, that's like, the whole basis of a Greek festival.
That's like Red Lobster running out of lobster. You can't do that.
Gwen said when we first moved out here from back in the Midwest, we waited 2.5 hours in line for In-N-Out Burger because that's what you did.
Yeah. I said that. There's one by me, and they're good burgers, but oh my God, people.
2.5 hours for a burger.
Yeah.
I think they're the best, but I wouldn't wait. I've waited 20 minutes maybe, but I'm not even longer than that. Oh my,
they even have somebody working the line out there. They got entertainment. They got jugglers. What can we get for you? How far back am I?
I don't know. That is just wild. Again, the Popeye, this whole battle thing the chicken sandwich.
I know. Yes.
And I assume, well, Morty, you tried it. You said it's awesome, but is it that great where and you can get it again today, tomorrow? It's
well,
on the menu.
I get like if there's something one day, you know, and you got to get it. You want to get it. You know, I mean, that's why Morty got the Pop-Tarts and paper towels because that was one day.
offering
those things.
I'm going to do everyone a favor. Go to Walmart. Everyone's going to laugh. Go to Walmart and get their chicken sandwich and not wait in a line because it's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
Cheaper. And they're available.
There you go. That's Morty's food tip this morning.
There you go.
Okay.
Thank you, Morty. An hour later. About to make sure everybody did that.
Yeah, it is. It's actually an hour earlier. But
earlier. I'm sorry. Earlier.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. You keep trying. You keep trying to make me feel better. I don't.
Just not working, is it?
No. I'm getting there.
First chance to score some Wham. A little less than an hour from now. All the details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine high today, 77. 78 the high tomorrow. Only about 48 this morning. Carly has a few things we think you should know. We'll do that after Queen, Killer Queen.
Coming on the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we did gain an hour yesterday, but daylight saving, they say it definitely affects our health.
Mm-hmm.
And that screws with your sleep pattern. Even gaining an hour can mess with your routine. And worse in the spring when we lose that hour. Studies have found that some people never adjust. It just stay on one. I know there's that. That's the big controversy.
Yeah.
Boosts stress hormones. People can't sleep well. It really does throw off a lot of people, their body, their own clock. So a lot of higher rates of obesity, depression, and diabetes.
So again, why would we even want to switch?
I don't know. There was a point at one time, of course there was, but, you know.
For other
different
farmers.
Times now. Exactly. Different times now. I don't even think it affects them, you know. Boy, Walmart's
farmers are going, don't blame us.
Yes, I know. Yeah. I'm so,
we don't care.
We don't really want it. Walmart's website has a secret toy section full of toys from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. They've got Care Bears, Easy Bake Ovens, Parcheesi, Play-Doh, Light Bright, Mr. Potato Head, things like that. The original Slinky. Stuff like that. So you can get on there. It's their little secret section online that they have. And
it's
of
like
course
a
they
secret
off,
menu, right?
It kind of is, yes. They kicked off their holiday season on Friday because of the shortened shopping season. And Mike, you'll appreciate this. They did a survey of 52 PGA Tour players.
Uh-huh.
Revealed that 41% of them said, yeah, I've had sex on the golf course.
Oh, I don't doubt. Yeah. Come on, you're a golfer.
I know, but aren't you working? Aren't you kind of working?
Well, not during the tournament.
I mean, I don't. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Well, that's what I'm wondering. They said, it's kind of a common occurrence, yeah. I guess you just veer off on that par three, and that's
is that
about
what you
it.
Do?
Gotta go get my ball.
Gotta stay on the cart path.
Win in the lake.
I thought.
Yes, maybe. Win in the lake.
I guess not.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, everything goes along with it. Your foursomes, all of that stuff. But okay, then. Yeah, so there you go. Next time you're on the golf course, just step around, okay?
It play is through.
Monday. Yes. Few things you should know.
Poor Carla put her foot in her mouth. Hard to believe over the weekend. Tell everybody what happened.
Oh, man. I was coming out of, Coffee Bean. And walking out, and was with a friend of mine, and me and Angie, we walked out, and I saw this beautiful BMW.
Mm-hmm.
And we were looking, and it's brand new. I'd never seen one like it. And I said, man, that's pretty. Blue, a blue color I've never seen. And the top was down. Oh, it was gorgeous. And I said, oh, my God, that is such a nice BMW. And I hate BMWs. They're such, drivers are so douchey. And Angie said, I know, this is really nice, though. And it was. And we were looking at it. And I said, yeah, I am so not a BMW. And as, you know, I'm saying this, guy walks by and says, yeah, I wasn't a big BMW fan either until I bought that one. I said, uh-huh. Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't. It wasn't.
So he heard the douchey comment?
No, I know. Yes,
comment.
He did. No. Yes, he did. And he said, and I just was never a fan. He said, but I saw this and I loved it. And I loved that the color was different. It was beautiful. But I said, I'm so sorry. I didn't. No, it's okay. It's all right. It's okay. So, well, it's a very sexy car.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. So, yeah.
I'm not a douchey driver.
No. And that's what they always tell me.
Yeah.
They're not douchey drivers. Morty has proof on video, yes. By the way. I find myself doing that a lot. You know, you want to tell somebody something.
Right.
You want to make the point, and then, you know, the point being made is right there in your face, and, oh, sorry. I'm so sorry. No, I love
just
kids.
Wondering how many other people can relate
kids.
To that
yes.
situation.
Yeah.
Where you're thinking, hey, I'm just talking to you. This
right.
is, as Jordy would say, this is just us talking.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
And all of a sudden.
That was me.
That person that you're talking about or the situation you're talking about appears.
Has
it happened to you? Just finding out if people are in the same boat with Carla putting her foot in her mouth.
Good times.
Oh, look at that car, that BMW. Yeah. That's a beautiful car.
I'm trying to make sense. I know. And I said, they're just douchebags. BMW drivers are just douchebags.
As the guy is walking around you to get to his car. Yes, it is a nice car, but I'm not a douchebag driver.
Oh, boy. Well, somebody wrote in. I'm trying to make sense of this one. Okay. A friend of mine had recently been dumped by her boyfriend. They had a young son together, and she was upset, you know, after the breakup. So I went over to cheer her up, and you know, I suggested that we take, you know, the kid to the park. He was running around like a crazy person. And I said to her, look, he takes after his father. He likes running off. Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is even better. Now, this is someone. I'm a former nurse, and I was actually just talking to another nurse at the hospital when we had a patient who was paralyzed. And I said,
right.
Man, if I was paralyzed, I would think I would kill myself. And she said, yeah. My mother was paralyzed after trying to kill herself.
Oh my goodness. That's like a double shot.
Oh, walk away. Just walk away.
That's
walk
more
away.
Than a
walk
foot.
Away. Oh, exactly. Exactly.
That's.
Oh, man alive.
Yeah, don't even try to come back after that.
No. When I was on stage years ago, this was at, what stage?
I remember
where,
this.
Yeah, this was at, I can't remember that. You remember the club over at Planet Hollywood. And after every, like, laughter, I would hear, like, you know, bah-ha-ha, the crowd laughing, and then, like, ah! And it was like, okay, delayed laughter, and I'd hear it again, ah! I said, what, do you have Tourette's or something? Sure enough, after the show, Mom walks her son over to me and said, this is Daniel. He has Tourette's, by the way. But he loved your show. He loved your show. It's like, oh, my God!
See, mine aren't as bad as that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I don't mean to make you feel any worse, but Jody says I'm a bad whisperer.
Oh, so we're not have an inside voice?
We're at dinner at a bar, I guess, yeah. And we're sitting there with another couple, and I thought I whispered to her, what yes. is his wife's name? And she leaned over the table and said, my name's Valerie.
Oh, well, I'm so sorry. Hi, Valerie.
Of course, Jody, you know, hey, told you, you're a bad whisperer.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez.
Anybody else? 702-739-9636. It's Joan Jett.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Good personality with some good music also. That's what I like on the radio in the morning.
All right.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
So we're trying to make Carla feel like she's not the only one that puts her foot in her mouth. See, the other time that I did it, well, there's a lot of times, but yeah. that I can remember was via a text.
Right.
I forgot it was a group text. And I'm terrible with names. And I asked the young lady who set me up with the table and where I'm sitting and everything. Right. I said, hey, by the way, the guy from this place, what's his name again? And it went out to the whole group. And he's sitting right next to me.
That is classic.
And I just... And Jody, of course, right there to point out, you idiot, that's a group text. Now... So I look at him, and he's looking at me, smiling, just going, my name's Jim. I said, man, I'm sorry.
Oh, man. Sometimes we use expressions that don't work so well. Tommy said, I work at Lowe's. A couple of brothers came in. Nice guys. One of the brothers apparently lost his arm in an accident, and I was selling them some hardware. And they were asking about chrome versus stainless steel. He said, I said, go with stainless steel. It's not going to cost you an arm and a leg. Hi.
That's actually pretty funny. Yeah.
Chrome. Go with the chrome.
Uh-huh.
Leave it at that. This is terrible. I mentioned the nurse earlier that mentioned the, you know.
Oh, the suicide. Yeah.
And somebody else, now I'm getting BMW drivers, whatever. She said,
because
oh
that's
God.
How this whole thing started.
Yes, it did. It did. I said, they're douchebags while looking at a brand new BMW that is beautiful. And I said, this is a nice one. And I don't like them because, you know, they're douchebags. And the guy said, it is pretty nice. That's mine. Thank you. Okay. So somebody just wrote, oh, my God, that was so not funny, Carla. But I was at a funeral recently for a person that had committed suicide.
Yeah.
I didn't know this at the time, and I was speaking to a group of women about something. I can't remember what it was we were even talking about, but something came out of my mouth. Basically, man, I would kill myself if that ever happened to me. And the group just gasped.
Right.
She said, I didn't know. She said, I had no idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're always the last to know.
Yes, exactly.
So it does happen.
Terrible. Terrible.
Foot and mouth. This all started because Carla was talking to Angie about this BMW she saw.
Beautiful, beautiful BMW. And we were looking at it, and I just said, God, I don't even like to admit it. It's beautiful. You know I hate BMW drivers. They're douchebags.
The guy comes around the corner.
Yeah, says, yeah, it is pretty nice, isn't it? Oh, he was very sweet. Very, very sweet. And I said, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't really care for BMWs generally, but this is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And he said, thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Dave's on the phone. What's up, Dave?
Hi. I own that same BMW you saw.
Is it a 4 series?
Oh,
yep,
boy.
The Z4, yes. When I bought it, you gave me crap about it on the air.
Oh, that's right. David, this is a bigger one, not the Z4, not the little one. It's a much bigger one.
Oh, because I have the Z4 Roadster.
Yeah, those are really cute.
But he's not a douchebag.
No, you aren't a douchebag on the road, right, David?
No, actually, I try to be very humble about it.
I tried to be.
You gave me a bunch of crap about it that morning. I remember that.
Yes, I did. This is the 4 series, and I believe...
Oh, the M4.
That might be it. It's the 2020, by the way.
Oh.
That's what I've got, the 2020
okay.
Z4 Roadster.
Okay.
I'm talking about the M4 convertible.
Yes.
Right. That is a nice car.
Oh, it is one of the most beautiful convertibles I have ever seen. Oh, my God. I thought about you, Mike.
Did you? Because you know I like the convertible, the hardtop convertible.
Beautiful, yep. Thanks for the call, David.
Yeah. Thanks, Carlo.
Yeah.
Well, now it comes out. Yeah. Carla.
Sorry, David.
Thought we were in car shop or auto shop for a minute.
I know.
Wow.
What engine you got?
know everything about it. Grab your share of the wham. Coming up next.
It's time to win some wham on 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas. Wham. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
All right, I know it's a Monday, but let's make it a good one for someone with some wham. Okay, the wham code word, Cashman.
Oh, Cashman, C-A-S-H-M-A-N, Cashman as in Cashman Field.
There you go, Mike, exactly. So text Cashman to 59457. That is 59457, or you can enter it online, absolutely, at 96.3kklz.com or the free KKLZ app. Just make sure you spell it correctly and make sure you get it out there before 8:15 for your chance to put $100 in your pocket and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. Again, this hour's wham code word, Cashman. Text it 59457. Good luck.
If you missed the wham code word, it was Cashman, as in Cashman Field.
Yes.
All the code words, very localized.
Yeah.
So you got local words, local winners, winning $100 of wham. Where you can treat yourself to dinner, lunch, massage, movie night.
Right.
The one dad that's the one winner that still sticks out in my head, the one guy that won a while ago, said, "I'm going to take the kids for ice cream."
Yeah, I know.
Are you kidding me?
Okay.
$100?
What ice cream? Jeez.
But the better news, you're qualified for the $5,000 grand prize. So the wham code word for this hour is Cashman. Text that to 59457. Still have a couple of minutes to do that. So good luck. Sunshine today, tomorrow, right through the work week. Say what you will about the time change, but weather-wise,
it's beautiful.
Perfect. 77 the high of the day, 78 tomorrow, 51 outside right now. Carla will have her next take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
I mentioned it last week on the auction block, Olivia Newton-John's Bad Sandy outfit. I'll tell you what it's sold for.
All right. More on that and other stories after Bon Jovi, Bad Medicine.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
In a recent interview, Brad Pitt was talking about working with Quentin Tarantino, and I just thought this was interesting. He said that Quentin bans cell phones on the movie set. You cannot have them. And he said it's no joke. One time somebody's phone went off, and he sent everybody home. That's it. Sent him home, and
wow.
He said, quote, "Think about what we have done." Got very upset, Quentin Tarantino. But you're working, right?
Yeah.
You're working. Come on.
Why do you have your phone on if you're shooting a movie?
You're an actor. You are doing a scene. Exactly. Hold on just a second. I'm so sorry.
What's that, honey? No, I'm shooting.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Honey, call me back.
With the Quentin Tarantino movie? Yes. Milk. I'll get milk.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, the old.
Okay.
Hang on a sec, you guys. Oh, jeez.
Brad, you ready now?
Yeah. Hoo-wee. Now that Halloween is over, Mariah Carey says it's absolutely okay to play Christmas music because hers is the biggest selling Christmas song of all time. But, you know, she also thought making the movie Glitter and marrying Nick Cannon were good ideas. So just, you know, come on, Mariah. Mm-hmm. It is like the biggest selling Christmas tune of all time.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Get ready for this, people.
Yeah, play it. Play it now. Yes. And I hate admitting it. I like this song. I do.
Yeah.
This and there's a Carpenters song. Oh, God, that I love. Oh, let that play out, Mike. As I tell you, Olivia Newton-John's Bad Sandy outfit.
Yeah.
It sold for almost $406,000.
No.
The jacket alone sold for $243,200. Her pants, those leathery pants.
Yeah.
$162,500. Yeah, almost $406,000. So whoever bought that outfit, yeah, good on you. Or I hope, maybe. I don't know. Do you just put that in the back of the closet?
Yeah.
Bring that out for parties? I guess. There you go. This is my bad Sandy outfit right here. Oh, no, it doesn't fit me. Jeez, oh, hell no.
Clearly.
Look at me. Yes, exactly. But I'm going to wear it for Halloween. It doesn't matter. It's Halloween.
Just thinking about you trying them on. Rolling up the legs.
Because they're too long. And then, like Ross, putting powder inside of that thing. Oh, geez.
Of course. That's amazing.
Yeah, I know.
That is amazing.
Yeah, it is amazing. I didn't think they would go for that much. I mean, that's crazy.
All right. A little bit later on, next half hour, ooh. Maroon 5.
Yes.
Coming here at the end of the year. They're going to be over at the Mandalay Bay Event Center December 30th. So we have those tickets to give away. Also, a second chance online to win tickets for Maroon 5. Be listening for your chance to win. 8:40, we'll do that. Carla, I want to play you a snippet of audio. Little girl, 2-year-old girl, came home with a jacket from her daycare. and it wasn't hers. So dad is asking her questions about how she got the jacket.
She's pretty smart.
For 2 years old? And mom and dad, we've all heard these excuses.
Exactly.
But listen to this conversation.
Where did you buy it from?
From the thrift store.
And how much did you pay for it?
Five
what?
Five money.
Five monies?
Yeah.
Okay, and what's the name of the store?
Jacket
store. And what brand is it?
Nike.
Okay.
And also a sweat.
Okay, does anyone in your class wear the same one?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Connor.
Connor wears the same one?
Yeah.
He wears a pink one? Okay, Bubba, I think we have to return this jacket because I don't think it's for us. I don't think it's for you. Mama didn't buy it for you. I didn't buy it for you. Yeah, Mama, it's okay.
Her answers are spot on.
How much did you pay for it? Five?
Yeah.
Five what? Monies?
Five.
Five what?
Five money.
Five monies?
Yes.
Okay. And what's the name of the store?
Jacket
store. And what brand is it?
Nike.
Yes,
Nike.
A 2-year-old.
What's the store? Jacket store. Jacket store. Of course, it's a jacket. I mean, hello.
How can you argue with that?
Very smart little girl. That's a little scary. It's adorable.
Gonna have to take it back. Is that sweet or what? Well, now it is.
Yeah.
Let's hope she grows out of that. So, all right. We told you about those Maroon 5 tickets we have to give away. We're going to do that with a new game everybody's talking about, a round of 5.
Yep.
Can't wait to play it. We'll do that here in about 7-8 minutes.
Wakes me up the right way.
Good morning. You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Best way to wake up.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right. Starting this morning, we have those tickets for Maroon 5. Pair of tickets to see Maroon 5 Mandalay Bay Event Center Monday night, December 30th. Tickets from the Kelair Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. Going to play a new game called Round of 5.
Yes, it's a round of fives.
We'll explain it to you when we get you on the phone, but we're going to get through news and weather first. Phone lines are on hold, but after that, we'll start looking for caller number 9. All right? 702-739-9636, our number, so good luck with that. Carla, we have Patsy on the phone, and we have explained to Patsy how to play a round of 5. Mm-hmm. She is ready to go. Here we go. 5 out of 5,
that's
and you're
right.
A big winner.
Yes.
All right. Start
Patsy,
the clock. Here we go.
How many fingers on one hand?
5.
How many toes on one foot?
5.
How many Olympic rings?
5.
How many Great Lakes?
5.
How many eggs in a dozen?
12.
Oh, you got it. Good job, girl.
There was a little pause.
I know. I love it. Wait. Is this a... Good job.
You got the tickets. You're going to see Maroon 5 Mandalay Bay Event Center. This is at the end of the year. The tickets are from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet. So hang on the line. And oh, by the way, for everybody else, second chance to win right now on our website. Just go to 96.3kklz.com. Patsy, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick your tickets up. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, Mike and Carla.
It's time to win some Wham on 96.3 KKLZ, Las Vegas. That's free walking around money to spend any way you want. Get ready to enter the code word in this Beasley Media Group citywide contest.
That's right. And the Wham code word this hour is Tropicana.
Tropicana.
Mm-hmm.
T-R-O-P-I-C-A-N-A, Tropicana.
That is how you spell Ooh. Tropicana. Now, text it off to 59457. That is 59457. Or you can enter it online at 963KKLZ.com or on the free KKLZ app. Just make sure you get Tropicana out there before 9:15 for your chance to win $100 and qualify for the $5,000 grand prize provided by Dollar Loan Center. One more time, this hour's code word, Tropicana. Text it, 59457. Good luck.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Sponsored by Sky Diamonds. Some of the news we think you should be aware of. 52-year-old woman in Louisiana. She was just busted, Carla, for selling kids fake doctor notes.
Yeah.
So they could skip school.
Wow. Okay.
She could face up to 5 years in prison.
Jeez.
For filing false public records.
Man, okay. This is a grown-up.
That's a grown-up.
My friend Linda used to do that when we were in high school. She just wrote them.
Right.
She had good handwriting. Oh,
I know, both of us.
I know, that's okay.
There seems to be this streak of counterfeit money.
Yeah, I know.
So a guy in Alabama was caught printing fake $20 and $50 bills after he threw out a bunch of rejects from a test run.
Okay.
His garbage man spotted them in the trash.
Yeah, try these out first, Bob.
Well,
jeez. Oh, my God, that's great.
I'll do a test run, see how they look.
I don't know. They took them.
One of the bunch had was printed on the back of some parole paperwork from this guy that listed his name and birth date.
Though in all fairness, that's probably something I would do if I were a criminal. Oopsie days. What was that, on the back of my power bill? Oh, geez.
So you know how people try and save paper and they just reuse, recycle?
Yeah, you use the back of it, right?
Sometimes it pays off to go get a new
bunch
of paper.
Well, I think that's a lesson to all right there. Don't use your leftover paper to counterfeit your money. So just keep that in mind as we go into this
holiday
season.
Food for thought.
Yeah, don't pay for your wife's new gym membership with counterfeit dollars. Okay, don't do that. Mike, a family from Cape Coral, Florida called 911 Halloween night because there was a man sitting on their roof wearing nothing but his underwear. I just imagine, though, all the neighbors coming over. You guys see this? Do you guys see this? You got a big crowd now looking at this poor dude on the roof with nothing on, just underwear. One of the home's residents heard someone walking around in the middle of the night.
No mask on or nothing?
No, nothing. Nobody was up there for 5 hours. He said he had no idea how he got up there.
Well, of course not.
No. Police firefighters had to use the ladder to get him down, and he apologized for his odd behavior because he's in Florida before just walking off. They got him off the roof, and he walked off.
Walked away.
Thank you. I got to go home. I've been up there for 5 hours. I didn't know when somebody was going to get here. Jeez.
So he gets off. He just walks away, but the woman writing the fake notes?
Oh, she's going to do time. She gave some kids the day off. Okay. Yeah. And Mike, this is just a cute story. 7-year-old boy. This was in Germany. He got his tongue stuck in a juice bottle.
Uh-huh.
He stuck his tongue in the bottle. He wanted to get the last bit of the juice and stuck it in there. And it just got stuck. He couldn't get the bottle off his tongue. So they had to take him to the hospital.
Uh-huh.
They had to, doctors had to put a tube in there and blow air. So as he was touching his tongue,
if you could just put a star through there.
I know. It's poor kid. Oh, my God. It is Monday. Your other news.
Makes me feel good.
Good people.
Makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Something good.
As we do at the end of every show, we like to leave you with a bit of good news. 14-year-old Elena Gassler is her name. She lives in Pennsylvania, West Grove, Pennsylvania. It's near Philadelphia. She came up with an invention that basically eliminates blind spots in your car. She's 14, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
She put a tiny camera in the passenger side right next to the windshield. Then she linked it to a projector installed inside the car that projects live video onto the blind spot. So there's a video, and I will post this, that kind of shows how it works. And it really is very cool. It plays in real time. Mm-hmm. So you're actually looking through the car and seeing what's outside.
Yeah.
She entered into a little engineering contest, Mike.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a science fair for, you know, the super smart kids that you and I were never in.
Yeah.
She won the grand prize of $25,000. Now, car companies.
$25,000?
Yeah, $25,000. And they have been talking to her, and they're looking into offering it in their cars. Can actually be, you know, out there relatively soon if they work this out. She said she was just trying to figure out a way to prevent so many car crashes.
Yeah.
She said, I was shocked because it's usually that blind spot. People just can't see. So, yeah.
That's you know what?
Yeah. See? 14.
So all the big technical people at these big car companies couldn't come up with that?
I know. Exactly. What?
That's amazing.
Bob, did you see this? Bill come up with that? No. No, Elena did. Little girl in Philly.
Four, 14 years old.
How come we didn't, Bob?
Just give her $25,000.
We're not on this. Jeez.
Wow. That's why we always say, if you know of a feel-good story, we want to hear about it. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. 9:37, getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon. Sponsored by Insperity for employee benefits, full-service HR support. Visit Insperity.com. Recapping the show, what's the longest? We wanted to know because of the chicken sandwich that came out from Popeyes yesterday. Lines were miles long.
Yeah.
What's the longest you've ever waited in line for food?
Of course, it was Morty.
3.5 hours. For the Oyster Bar over at Palace Station.
Somebody did text in and say, in all fairness, that's way better than any other oyster bar in town. I said, okay.
Wow.
All right.
Three and a half hours?
Yeah.
Man.
Okay. Those better be some oysters laced with gold.
And Carla, you're not the only one that's put their foot in their mouth like you did over the weekend with the BMW driver.
Yeah.
It happens.
Boy, it sure does.
So. And by the way, congratulations to another KKLZ winner, listener.
Right on.
Grab some Wham. It was J.D. McGuire listening to KKLZ in North Las Vegas. Got the call. Morty told him he won $100.
Get you some of that. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Start out on Monday.
Yeah, right. What are you going to do with the extra $100?
Probably take the wife out to eat or something like that.
Very good answer.
Notice how his voice went down a little bit. Well,
I'll probably take the wife out to eat.
I got
to
do that.
I'll probably take the wife out to eat or something like that.
Oh, man. Okay.
Good
All
for
right.
you.
Well, have fun.
You're qualified for the $5,000 grand prize from Dollar Loan Center. Your next chance to win, a little over 20 minutes from now. Wendy Rush will have a Wham code word for you. Top of the hour, 10 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, do have a great day. Be careful, be safe, be kind to each other. We're back tomorrow morning.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
You missed the show today. Catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.